So those are the suggested projects, and they also, everybody, turn it back over to you, Mayor.
Thank you. Back to my script. All right, I will now ask if there's anybody who has alternate projects, proposals, who signed up to talk or would like to speak on this item, you may come up to the podium. Or if there's anyone in the audience that wishes to provide an alternate project proposal or offer more support for one of the recommended projects. Now that all persons have been heard, I will declare this public hearing closed.
Can you specifically state that there was nobody?
There was nobody to be heard.
No additional proposals.
And no additional, okay. Okay, all right. There was nobody else that spoke, and no additional projects have been proposed.
Thank you.
Okay. All right, and now the assembly can deliberate as necessary. we can have conversations about any projects that have been previously prioritized on a CIP or as part of another community priority list that strengthens the public participation and support criterion. So Carol, I'm assuming that means that if we can give our input now on what has been done, and we're off the script now. So I'll open it up to the assembly to discuss. Yeah.
I guess it's a question for Carol.
Carol
from the chair. What's the deadline on this?
The application is due by February 4th. It's due. It's due in their offices by February 4th, so we have to have it out of here by the end of January.
And everything has to be planned.
It's
and
very quick turnaround. You have 1 year to complete the project, whereas the normal grant, you have a couple years. So basically, the project needs to be pretty much up and ready. There is some planning funds that can be available so that you could do some planning projects. Oh, no, they're not allowed for this application. Sorry. Planning projects are not allowed for this.
Okay, and are there matching funds required?
Oh, so as far as the matching grants, thank you for asking that. There are no matching funds required. It is suggested that you provide them to show sort of your commitment to the project, but there are none that are required.
Sorry, Carol, if you could just step for one thing. You identified at the school that there's windows that have been nailed shut. Is that an imminent safety hazard? Okay.
I don't know to the extent of that.
So with that, could I ask that the city manager, as soon as possible, reaches out to the school and that we find out about these windows now that we know this is public. And we have funds available for those sort of things already setting. I think, how much Patty put?
Well, the school has a CIP fund, that 503 fund,
right,
in excess of $1 million. But
we also have some funds available through the Secure Rural School program.
Yes,
that
we
put aside. I just can't hear that and not respond
right
to that. So,
and it has been on the school's CIP list for quite a while.
Okay. Yeah, Amber.
What I know about that is that it's only certain windows in the primary school, not all of them. And the reason that they're nailed shut, what I understood from the school, is that there's enough settling in the building that they're hard to close on their own and remain closed and sealed properly. So that's why some of them. And I don't know if, you know, every classroom has had their windows nailed shut, what that looks like.
I would just imagine that every fire, you can't have windows. I'm going to look to Captain Spray. That's probably a bad idea. I don't do much with the fire side of things, but I'm going to go with that's bad. Okay.
It's not everyone, though.
No, I just, I guess the fire marshal kind of frowns on that. The other window shut. But anyway, thank you. We can deal with that.
I could on one of the other projects. The recreational facility HVAC was one of the projects that we were actually leaning towards recommending. However, part of what you have to have is a site control for that project. Even though we have built a school there since the 50s or 60s with the state money, we cannot find the patents or the deed for that property. And we are trying to find it. I'm working with the state, we're going through processes, we had a title search, we're trying to locate it. Not to say we don't have it, we just haven't found it yet. So that's one reason we haven't put that as our top recommendation, because I can't guarantee that I'll have the patents or the deed by
February.
Correct.
So, does anybody else wanna, weigh in on this?
Well, back to Carol, to the chair, are these prioritized or just listed as they came in?
These are just projects listed, yes.
Okay, and then was there any estimate on the senior center improvements?
No.
Given our discussion last night regarding the, public safety building, I'm a little bit reticent to be putting money into controls and so on. I would much rather see like carpet at the library than us putting money into controls and then having that building torn down. So I know it's cold and it's inconsistent, but I would much rather see us focus elsewhere.
Yeah.
Through the chair again to Carol, you can just nod. Is, the childcare, what is that?
It's a growing concern statewide, about the lack of childcare within communities. And we have a childcare issue here in town.
Right, okay.
And so I do know there is, a pilot project, I think it's in Juneau. I think maybe the tribe is trying to look at bringing that here. I don't know. So there's no cost estimate to it. It's just acknowledging that we do need childcare.
Okay.
There was a complete track at AML just for childcare. I went, I did it, and Brooke Leftley has reached out to me, and she has a real interest in this, but it's actually a hindrance to our ability to staff, like at the hospital and other things.
The school.
We're going to find our work pool is more and more difficult without high-quality childcare, and so that could be something that could be a good...
I feel that it is, and you and I had talked about utilizing some... from the school space.
So, Patty, sorry.
Well, I hope I'm not too late in suggesting another project, but I would like, this library carpet replacement. I remember a couple of years ago, they were asking for $45,000, and now it's escalated. But I would like to also, piggyback that off of the carpet replacement at the elementary school gym. That needs to be replaced. And in my way of thinking, those two carpet styles would be very similar. And we could, I think we could get both done at a bulk rate at the same time.
Can the elementary school gym carpet be rolled into that grant?
We have to propose two different facilities.
Right.
Oh.
It can be both things within one facility, but
okay.
Not.
Okay. That's not going to work.
Okay. So go ahead, Ann.
So we can only qualify for one.
Correct.
Oh, okay.
So what do we need? What do you need from us tonight, Carol?
We need this one.
Well, I guess number one, if you have a decision, make a decision, and we'll move forward with that. Otherwise, it's to give us some direction that we will pursue some additional research on different projects and come back. We might have to have a special, but to come back to you to make the decision on how we're going to proceed forward.
Jeff, administratively, what's your team pushing towards?
If we can have a decision, that would make it
easier
for us.
Do you guys have a preference?
We don't. I mean, it was going to be the recreational facility, but because I cannot guarantee site control, we have kind of backed off on that. I mean, I would love to be able to say that is our number one project, but it's an issue.
So I have some concerns just because I sat in on the webinar for this grant, and
I heard about eligible projects. Just based on what has been presented here, I'm going to share some of my concerns and thoughts about what we may have the best chance for.
Okay.
I do think that for what we have most prepared and ready to go for this grant that is due in a little over a month, is the swimming pool and rec center for the HVC and DVC upgrades. We've had that on our CIP list for years now, and it's a high need. The only problem with that, again, is the site control. So could we get it? It's a question. We may not be able to, and that may make us ineligible if we don't get it and we apply. We could also, it's a lower cost, so we were getting ready to ask for a portion of that at $65,000 this spring before we decided not to move forward a capital budget to you. But, you know, if we were going to fund one of these projects, you know, this is one that we were going to ask for, so we could present also a little bit of a match to make that a little bit more palatable and raises as far as points for the evaluation. The carpet replacement, I have some concerns with for the library, because what we learned through the CARES Act when we looked at this was they didn't want the carpet to be replaced with regular carpet unless we could prove that it was a microbial infused carpet. And there's no commercial carpet out there on the market. It's all residential. We explored it to death last year. So, we spoke to all of the major carpet manufacturers, and it's just not something that even manufactured, or it wasn't a year ago. So if we wanted to pursue that, my recommendation would be that we replace the carpet with a hard surface.
So with what?
Well, replace the carpet with a hard surface.
Oh, I see. Okay.
But that's not really preferred at the library.
I think it would be too loud
at a library.
Says the library.
But these are just a concern, just based on, the research we've done on some of these projects before. So I'm just going to run through these and let you know where these concerns, the concerns are. The public safety building, again, our concern, that would have been our second one. No site control issues is the need, but based on last night's conversation, it may not be the one that we want to move forward with. The harbor staging, really the concern, I'll let Steve talk to it, but, what he's told us is it's an idea that's been out there, but really there's no real estate for it. And so there are concerns with that. And if you want to elaborate on that.
We just don't have space. I just don't know where you would put a building down there right now.
So we're shooting holes in every project
you're in. But there's concerns. And so, if you were to identify this, we're going to get together and we're going to say, what does our project look like? We have to develop something. And, gosh, we have to create a project now in the next 30 days and get this thing out the door. So we don't really have a project to come up with that.
Okay. So I need to come back. Sorry, go ahead.
What about when you talk about the school replacement, and you said you could add on to that, why couldn't you do the school windows and the carpet in the elementary?
That's microbial.
I'm getting to that one, actually, after,
go ahead, because I think we're on the same track.
Okay. The child care facility, so the question was asked in the webinar, could that be for child care business plan development or staffing or any of that? And no, it cannot be. Just for clarity, it's to make improvements to a facility for a child care. So just be aware of that. So if there was an idea for developing or modifying a facility, that's what would be eligible. The primary school windows, again, just because they're nailed shut, they're not technically fixed windows. I think that they would look at that as a maintenance issue and say, the purpose is not, you're not replacing fixed windows that can't operate. You just have a maintenance problem that needs to be repaired. So I don't know how they would look at that. On that one. The community center generator, it says replacement here, but that's my fault. That's a mistake. There is no backup or standby generator at the community center.
But that's the site control issue.
but that also has site control on the site parcel, as the swimming pool. But just clarification on that replacement issue, there isn't one there right now.
Okay, that's where I had the other idea about, you know, we always need a generator in a box or on a trailer so that we can move it. Why can't we dedicate that to the senior center? Do we have site control over the senior center, or does the Catholic Church Services have that?
Sitting on that property, but I would need to go, we should have the deed. We had the deed for gift parcels too, I have to look.
Well, we had a concern about our elders during this recent disaster, getting a generator that could be moved into position and.
Are you talking about the senior apartments or the senior center?
No, the senior center right up here on the corner.
Right, okay.
I don't know that a portable generator would be looked upon favorably.
Well, we could put it on wheels and put a pad by the senior center and.
If we're going to do a generator, why would we not do one here at City Hall? Yeah, I mean, in terms of operations and everything that we have to do, when the power goes out, this becomes completely dead to us.
So for the purpose of this, it's all about COVID and spreading. And the justification and tieback for the community center facility is that that serves as an emergency shelter if there's a need for it. So, you know, our thinking was, you know, emergencies, COVID-related, shelter for people.
Can't make the same case here that this is your operation center emergency. You have to have an ops up and running during the emergency so you can tell people to go to the other place.
It's not COVID-related.
Not COVID-related, okay.
It's got to serve the people. You have to show that your residents directly benefit.
Okay, what I'm going to do, I think, here is I'm going to ask you guys to go back to the drawing board. You know, we don't have site control of the projects we want. The carpet doesn't have the disinfectant. I mean, we need some more ideas, and then let's come back and instead of us spending the evening trying to generate those ideas, because we've got a huge agenda. Yes, Ever.
So what the one other idea, and I don't know if we could reopen the public hearing.
No, you can
or offer it, but you know the school's multi-purpose center gym that has the carpet that has been talked about for replacement. They do want to replace that with a hard surface. That would be eligible.
Is that one of our shelters?
No, but it would be eligible for.
Oh, because you've got kids crawling around there.
It's an alternate care center.
Okay.
In our plan.
Okay.
But you can address it from the COVID need project.
Do we want to? Can I just don't want to come up with one idea. I'd like you guys to go away and come back to us. When is this due?
Yeah.
February. It's due February 4th, but basically we might need to have a special before the end of the month or very early January.
That's fine. I just really want us to have a few options. I don't want to just sort of throw it out for one or the other. Let's make sure that we're not missing an opportunity somewhere to boast this, because we've kind of scuttled your plans last night and then with this site control stuff. So, okay. All right. That's great. Thank you, Amber. I appreciate it. Jeff, we'll send it back to your team. Get back to us with a couple of alternatives, and then we'll move forward, including the elementary school camp. Do I need to do anything else? Carol, is that done? Okay. Public hearing is done. Item 12, unfinished business, there is done. Item 13A. At this point, we're going to take a 7-minute break. And anybody who wants to go home can, and anyone who wants to stay can.
Hi.
So we'll take a 7-minute break. We'll come back at 25 hours.
See y'all later.
Yeah, no.
Yeah.
No, you too. You two are not on that list.
No, I'm on the list. I think I had to leave at 7:45. Oh, shoot. It's all best
tonight. What time do you guys have? I have like 10:45. 10:48.
Boy, it's
I guess at midnight?
What?
Yeah.
I gotta go. I gotta work.
I'm being a long
question. I tried
that one.
I work in the morning. I work. So you're already.
Okay.
We're all set to go. This is like a really cute.
Okay, I'll tell you how critical it is, huh?
I know you don't.
To drop on a workforce.
Always big down there. There's kind of thing that's close to quitting one or the other.
Twelve years I've been in there.
I've been bitching ever since, sir, even before it started, since that experience, since I was part of it, like, dude, it's gonna cost you.
I jump around a lot.
For what? I've almost been a record amount of work for them. I mean, I'm not very.
Okay, that's what I did. I did a buy for because I'm in some hours, and like, you know, just getting.
Yeah, Nick, and that was one of the big concerns, you know, so that's like, how to get up in a position, like.
But I think there was a real lot of reasons to back out.
But, you know, when they actually go there, what do you guys do?
Okay, this is just over. Okay. Okay, perfect.
Emergency ordinance number 10, 14 of the Assembly of City and Borough of Rangel last week, extending the borough's declaration of emergency related to the novel coronavirus COVID-19 pandemic, granting authorization to take actions necessary to protect the public health during the emergency through June 28, 2022.
Move to approve emergency ordinance 1014.
Been moved to a second. Seconded by Paul. Just quickly, does that line up to a meeting time? Or will we just try to hit it before?
I believe it does.
These things, we always have it, they expire when we're not on a meeting, so that's the first question I have.
It does.
Okay, thank you. Questions? Here.
Okay, so, and it's been 2 years. At first I was probably gonna vote for this because of funding. I think that's been one of the issues, is not having this in place could potentially cost us some funding. But I've clarified for our manager that that isn't necessarily the case. So I just don't see it to be an emergent issue. And the vaccine available for everybody 5 and older now. I would say that if we do come to what is called a variant of high consequence from the CDC, I would totally revisit that, but I just don't. And I think there's a little bit of a constitutional issue long-term with having these emergency orders going on year after year after year with really no end in sight. Now we're saying an extra 6 months. So, I mean, it's a half a year.
Yeah.
So I have a little bit of hesitation with that.
Fair enough. Do you want to respond to that, Jeff?
Yeah, I can say that, and again, the information I have, and just to clarify me if I'm wrong on this, is that it does make it cleaner for funding, but we'd also fall under the state's emergency declaration as well. So I don't know if you've actually been asked for ours yet. And again, I guess we can clarify.
Kevin,
I'm
afraid you want to come up.
So it does make it easier for us to be reimbursed through FEMA. We are claiming a number of our projects through FEMA, our non-congregate sheltering, all of our legal fees, a number of our supplies, and just we're still working on a lot of FEMA projects. It makes it much cleaner for FEMA to look at that moving forward. Spoke with the state yesterday, and they did confirm that they scrutinize it a little bit closer if we don't have an emergency declaration in place, because it's like, why did you guys need to do that? So when it comes to those projects, so it's not a requirement. It just makes it a whole lot easier when you're moving forward with FEMA funds.
One of the other fears I have is the state has lifted the emergency. We ran into this one before. Right. They lifted. We lost some opportunities for federal disaster relief from the state level, but we were able to access through the local level. So I don't know if it's completely safe to say there's a state emergency order, because we're not in charge of that, and they can pull that any time. And so now I agree, we can come back and revisit it. As far as the constitutional question goes, I can't speak to that. I'm not a constitutional lawyer, but I would imagine that whatever we do is being run through our attorney for those sort of questions. And, we'll have people who will question the constitutionality of charging for water. So, I mean, I don't know how we address that, Jim. That's my only question with that. I mean, I don't want to be run afoul of the Constitution, but how does a small municipality like ours address the constitutional question? That's the tough part. So can I ask this? What are other communities doing around us? I always like to know. What's Petersburg, Ketchikan?
That's a wonderful question that I should have the answer to for this meeting, but I don't.
Okay. Yes,
I apologize. I know there a number of us sit on the same calls working with AML and Niels Andreessen. And that question had come up a lot, and so we were all following that same guidance. We were all trying to be reimbursed for services that we've paid out for, and that guidance was just simply to have it in place so that we can move forward cleaner, easier.
What is your recommendation?
My recommendation would be to keep this in place. The timeframe, actually, FEMA is a lot of work. The timeframe is very fitting for some of these projects to actually get accomplished. We're working, we're backtracking still, trying to get some things. My recommendation would be to continue it for the timeframe as stated. I guess there's no harm in having it in place.
What's it do to the citizens?
Reimburses our community so that we're not taking money out of our general fund.
What impact does it have to our citizens, any at all?
There's no mandate associated with this. This is just a, it's like we declared a disaster because of the storm. There's no impact to the citizens aside from getting money for the overtime for our workers. So if we, but the question, and it's a fair question from Jim, is that if it doesn't do anything for us, my feeling is this, you've got to be careful with a disaster because there's disaster fatigue. And at some point, people stop responding because they're fatigued from everything being elevated.
Yeah.
And so if you leave it up there all the time, but that isn't really the case here. Nobody on the street is going to go, oh, did you hear about Ordinance 1014? Oh my God, my life is really different. It's not, it's almost a housekeeping issue at this point to make sure we have funding coming in to pay the bills.
It's doing our due diligence to obtain funds that we may need. It's an avenue.
Right. And if it was a measure to scare people to wear a mask or to go get vaccinated, then that would be different. But yeah.
It also allows to respond to, so as Jim said, if something else comes about, you know, a new variant and we have a new wave, the way that it is written is allowing us as a community or you as an assembly to respond and provide different avenues and such and different responses to this particular emergency. It's not necessarily disaster, but it's emergency.
But that wouldn't include a unilateral decree of mask wearing or a unilateral decree of non, you know, transit of citizens. It would allow us to access resources to deal with it, but
right.
Has nothing to do with civil liberties or restricting freedoms or mandating.
Mayor.
Yep.
I just looked up Petersburg, and they have one in place that is in place until the virus is no longer declared a federal or state emergency. So theirs is until further notice.
Okay. Does anybody else have any other questions for Jeff or Dee Dee? Popo, please.
Assembly members Gilbert?
Yes.
Morrison?
Yes.
Ryan Howe?
Yes.
Dalrymple?
Yes.
DeBoer?
No.
David Powell?
Yes.
And Mayor Kasonka?
Yes. Item 13B, Ordinance Number 1015 of the Assembly of the City and Borough of Wrangell, Alaska, amending Section 3.05.020, Order of Business, and to repeal and reenact Section 3.05.100, Reconsideration of the Wrangell Municipal Code.
Move to approve first reading of Ordinance Number 1015 and move to a second reading with a public hearing to be held on January 11th, 2022.
Moved by Morrison, seconded by Gilbert. Kim, this is your baby?
Yes, it is. So this is being brought forward to repeal and reenact Section 305-100. That's for the section in the code for reconsideration. As most of you know, that section is pretty confusing, and it really just doesn't make sense. At my first conference, this was part of parliamentary procedure, and it the way that we do it just doesn't make sense. I mean, so this is just clear, and it just gives the assembly just a clear definition and just a means for being able to do the reconsideration. Also, this would allow for resolutions and first readings of ordinances to be placed under the consent agenda instead of under new business. Those are policy items, and the first reading of an ordinance is just that. It's the first, it's just the introduction. So if the assembly at all wanted to pull one of those items off to consider it individually, they certainly can, and that could just be placed under unfinished business to be considered all by itself. Of course, if there was, there would be exceptions, which would be like the resolutions for fees, because that requires a public hearing. So those would be under the public hearing. Also, of course, when the ordinance would come back to the assembly for the second reading and adoption, that would be under the public hearing section. So that's what I'm proposing.
Any questions for Kim?
And reconsideration, it's really spelled out, but we still have the ability to amend a previously adopted motion.
Yep, and that's separate. Yeah,
okay.
That's a separate motion, that's a separate procedure, and I can always help.
Yeah, okay.
Bob, just one more question. Kim, can you restate why this is good?
Which one, the reconsideration?
Well, the whole thing, why?
So, okay,
why
so
are you proposing?
The reconsideration section in the code is pretty convoluted. I'll give an example. It states in there that if the motion to reconsider is being requested, that it has to come to me in writing by the person who made the motion and seconded the motion. That makes no sense, because when the assembly, when an assembly member makes the motion, and then another assembly member seconds that motion, it belongs to the body. It doesn't belong to any one assembly member. So that makes no sense at all. And it just, the way that it tells you the procedure, it's almost like, hey, when I have an assembly member say, okay, I want to see about reconsideration, I'm like, okay. You know, it's just, it's very difficult to follow, and it can be misconstrued. So a lot of times I have to end up calling the attorney and saying, can you please just clarify this for me that I'm doing it right? This just spells it out. It's very clear and easy to follow.
Thanks.
And as far as the putting the resolutions under the consent agenda, that is something Ketchikan does, and it works just very well. It just works very well.
And I think this is something that we've done moving along, is that we have attempted to, I'm sorry, Amber, I'm going to get you to hold. We have attempted to code review as we've gone along, and Kim goes to conferences and speaks with other city clerks and comes up with ideas and streamlining ability for our code. There's a few things that we're looking at. So any other questions for Kim? Yes, Ann.
Just briefly, so this would mean all of the resolutions would be under the consent agenda, and our meeting wouldn't last until midnight.
Yes, that's correct.
So we'll move along here. Any other questions for Kim? Sorry, Amber, I'm going to hold you.
Okay.
Yeah, thank you. Hearing none, pull vote, please.
Assembly members Morrison?
Yes.
Ryan Howe?
Yes.
Dalrymple?
Yes.
David Powell?
Yes.
DeBoer?
Yes.
Gilbert?
Yes.
And Mayor Prasan?
Yes. Okay. Item 13C, Resolution 12-21-1639 of the Assembly of the City and Borough of Wrangell, Alaska, supporting the Wrangell Coordinated Transportation Plan to be submitted to the State of Alaska Department of Transportation and Public Facilities.
Move to approve Resolution Number 12-21-1639.
Second.
Move by Powell, seconded by Morrison. Discussion. Do we have an administrative report on that? Yeah.
It's actually whenever they talked previously about it, as far as all it is just for us to go support the plan that they have for the additional transportation.
Any particular questions from the assembly? Yes, Ann.
I believe this is for a four-wheel drive van.
It is.
Which they desperately need.
It is.
Getting up to some of our senior citizens in their driveways.
Right. So I was on that Zoom meeting, and it is. It's for a four-wheel drive wheelchair accessible van. And this is something we did several years ago when they applied for a grant with DOT and public facilities. And so they had to update their STIP plan. And so, yeah, I'm really excited. I think this is
I think it'll be an excellent thing.
Thank you. Any other questions from the assembly? Hearing none, poll roll, please.
Yes, assembly members Ryan Howe.
Yes.
Dalrymple.
Yes.
David Powell.
Yes.
DeBoer.
Yes.
Gilbert.
Yes.
Morrison.
Yes.
And Mayor Prasan.
Yes. Item 13D, resolution number 12-21-1640, the Assembly of the City and Borough of Wrangell, Alaska, establishing the priority capital projects for submission to the state of Alaska designated legislative grants program, CAPSIS, for the year 2023.
Move to approve resolution number 12-21-1640.
Moved by Gilbert.
Second.
Seconded by Howe. Okay. Jeff?
So, let Amber go ahead and present the capital improvement project.
Okay, Amber, thank you.
Thank you. This is the time of the year, every year that we identify and reprioritize our capital projects borough-wide. And so we have been working on that over the last month or so as department heads. And we typically identify our top 10, but we decided with potential for additional funding for projects out that it might behoove us to submit some additional ones. We've prioritized 16 of our top most critical projects, and I printed the wrong one for myself. I apologize. So these projects are based on the critical nature to the overall community. We have the water treatment plant listed as number one. And we put it back on the list because we've recently, for the general public, we've recently received an updated cost estimate for that project, and we have a shortfall in funding to the tune of about $5.5 million. So it's returned to the top of the list for seeking funding for that shortfall. Number two would be the public safety building. Three is the high school and middle school life and health and safety for the fire alarm upgrades. We did have that prioritized as number two last year, also in a similar order under the public safety building. We funded the engineering cost for that, for the design of that, and we have made an application to the CDBG regular grant program for that project. That is under review, and we won't know about the successfulness of that application until March or April. So it's still on here because it has not been funded yet. Number four would be the Upper Reservoir Bypass. There, that's a critical project for our community. It also has been tagged by Senator Murkowski's office. It was submitted by her to the appropriations, federal appropriations that were considered this year. It's our understanding from our lobbyists that those are not moving forward right now, and that they may be reconsidered in the spring. We would like to maintain that at the top. Number five is our drinking water dam stabilization. We moved that to the top. It has been on our priority list for many years. We raised it to number five in particular because two things. One is we're actually underway with a stability's alternatives analysis right now. Basically, the feasibility study to determine what would be the best thing for repairing and stabilizing that dam. There is an agenda item later this evening that addresses that project. But I received a call from our state lobbyist about that project, and again, you know, who knows what's going to happen with this infrastructure money, but, you know, that was one that he was focused on, and he said, if we wrote you a check today for that project, would, you know, whatever we had originally, would your $8 million suffice? Would that take care of what you needed? So I had some conversations with the engineer, and we increased that price based on today's market condition. But that is high on the list. The diesel generator plant replacement, that's priority for us. The barge ramp replacement, based on some issues we have currently as the barge ramp, that's how all of our communities, goods and services come through into this. That's very important. The Mogia Highway water main replacement, that is kind of the next water main that have been identified for the last few years as deteriorating, and there's been a lot of breaks along the highway, lots of strapping. So that's our next large focus for water main replacement. Myers Truck Harbor replacement, that was identified as the number one harbor within our borough to be replaced. Recreation and pool facility siding and replacement project. Number 11 is inner harbor replacement. Number 12, Rangel Road resurfacing phase one. We added this in our priorities list just because there is a lot of surface transportation funding that is being discussed from the infrastructure bill. We thought that would be a good idea to have a road project on there. This has been on our project list for many years. The environmental remediation of contaminated soils, that's related to the three contaminated sites that we're underway right now. The former Wilcox Automotive property, the Brandon Medical Center, and the city shop where there were former underground fuel tanks that still have some issues. There is quite a bit of brownfield funding also identified in the infrastructure bill, and we just actually met with the engineers yesterday, I believe it was, right? And there's going to be some concern and some significant projects, I think, coming from that based on the initial tests. So we've got that in there because there's potential funding for it. Recreation and pool facility HVAC and temperature controls that we discussed under the CDBG public hearing tonight, and then the cemetery expansion and or development. So those are our top 15 projects out of, you know, 6 pages worth of our master plan, you know, capital projects that are listed. And I believe we have that attached for you all to see, is that correct?
Yes.
Yes, you can see all of those projects. So if you would like to reprioritize any of these, add, change, this is the time to do it. What you approve tonight, we will take and submit those to the state, the designated grant program for their consideration. And we do believe, although we don't have a lot of details, that a lot of this infrastructure money may be funneled through that their capital budget coming up.
I would be interested in moving the public safety building rehabilitation down, move high school and middle school life safety to number two, move and basically shuffle it up. The question is, how far do you move the rehabilitation? Because we've kind of in a holding pattern on that. I almost would rather see, because I believe that water infrastructure could be a priority coming through, and especially given our needs here, that the dam, the upper reservoir bypass and dam stabilization could move higher up too. It's, Amber, would, you know, because I agree, this, they're probably going to utilize this as a tool for funding for the, you know, the billions of dollars that are showing up into the economy here. So we're not going to get a new public safety building. That's just not going to happen. I mean, we could dream, but I don't think that's going to happen. But I definitely would like to see us shuffle that down and move the rest up. I don't know other people's feelings on that. Dave?
Okay.
Jim? So, Amber, can we move that, move public safety building rehabilitation down? I think that if you moved it down to, like, where item 10 currently is and moved everything, and just shifted everything up and moved to sort of between 9 and 10, that's what I'm thinking.
Okay, can you read off what you're suggesting?
So then I'd have water treatment, high school, middle school life safety, upper reservoir bypass, drinking water dam stabilization improvements, diesel generation power plant replacement, barge ramp replacement, Zamovia highway water main replacement, Myers Truck Harbor replacement, recreation and pool facility siding and roof replacement, and then number two, then we put in public safety building rehabilitation. So I'm moving it way down and chucking the water up higher.
Yeah.
In the hopes that we see some of that funding. That's good for folks. Anybody else want to make a recommendation on moving something else up higher? The barge ramp makes me nervous. That is one that, you know, just in terms of, we do have an option, but boy, if you're down to one and if that fails, do we have a plan in place for shuttling goods in? And we don't. So if that,
we're using it.
What's that?
We're using it right now.
We're using it right now. Okay. So I don't know if we wanna move fire traps replacement up, you guys?
We should, that's health and safety and.
What I keep getting asked by the legislators is, was this on your CIP list? Like, that's the battle cry. And so it's really nice if we could say, yeah, this was number four, or this was number three, it is important, the order.
The power plant, too, I thought about that as well. Say that, because that, you know, the building's really old.
Well, diesel generation power plant will move up to number five.
That's pretty good.
Yeah, I think, and bar trap replacement will move up to number six. The question is, do we want it up a little bit higher for the dam stabilization? But I don't think so, I'm so nervous about that, too. Maybe it's fine where it's at.
The barge is a more attainable one as far as pricing, so I mean, it might be a little bit more alluring to move it up and maybe knock one off the list that's not a 10 or 20 or 50 million dollar project.
And that's a really good point.
And there is funding on Flushing Harbors and transportation, so that may be able to have a higher chance of funding as well.
Okay. All right, anybody else? Mr. Mason.
Where is the Inner Harbor ranked on that list? Like, I don't have it.
Inner Harbor will be down at 11, sort of 11 or 12, because we're moving two way down now, so.
Okay, I was curious. I think this with infrastructure bill, that'll be a viable candidate to actually come to fruition. But,
I agree, Mason, that we might want to move that quite a ways up this list because of what's coming out. It might be something that might get funded. I talked to Steve about it this morning, about that, and it looks like even the Myers Chuck one we talked about, I don't know if that's going to make a difference on this list about that kind of funding. I have no idea.
Okay, so move Inner Harbor replacement up above. We're going to move the public safety building even lower down. Move Inner Harbor, and if you wanted to, we could put, you know, we could move barge ramp replacement if there is, you know, I think Jim's right, it's far more attainable if we had to do it on an emergent basis. So if we moved Inner Harbor up where barge ramp is and move barge ramp down, keep Myers Chuck Harbor replacement, you know, would, that's such a political thing. Let's get Myers Chuck up above Inner Harbor for sure, or else we'll have riots.
Yeah, I was going to say, I think the Inner Harbor, I mean, we got a lot of taxpayers that are contributing to Inner Harbor itself, but we don't want to neglect the Myers Chuck facility.
For sure.
But I just think kind of be cognizant of that.
So
I just asked Carol, I did ask Carol her opinion on which programs actually look at prioritization, like where the project fell on the list.
Well, they look at it differently. If you're applying for DEC funds, the higher you are in your priority list, one or two, they want to see a project, one or two, for sewer water. EDA, the project needs to be in your the economic development plan, which we use through Southeast Conference. And so there's different categories of projects, so it's not a specific project, but the theme we would be eligible for. So it doesn't have to be priority one, priority two, but it has to be within your community economic development strategy.
Okay, so it needs to be in the top, it needs to be on the list.
It needs to be within the theme of the list, yes.
Okay.
And then for the Harbor Project, are there any problems that you know of?
Well, that's like EDA, for example, because we, for Inner Harbor, we talked about applying to EDA for the Inner Harbor Project. It's the same thing. It has to be in that strategy.
As long as it's on the list, okay.
So what I'm hearing is that water projects would serve us better to be higher.
So the water treatment plan improvements is number one. We're going to move drinking water dam stabilization. We move to number two. Is that correct, Carol? That's what you think. Higher up. Drinking dam water, the dam stabilization program, move that up to two.
Well, either the reservoir bypass.
That just does not seem like a lot of money to me, but maybe I'm wrong on that.
We're at
3.5
million in the last
engineer, though.
Well,
the dam stabilization is like
120
million. Yeah, the dam
stabilization. The
dam 15 million. Yeah. That was the last number that we just off the cuff. Let's do water 1, 2, 3.
Yeah.
Why don't we do water 1, 2, 3? And then I really want the high school, middle school, life and health safety up there still, too. We need to have that.
So that's number four, right?
Okay, yeah.
So we
would you like to have the dams because it's a higher cost than the upper reservoir at number two?
Yeah, please. I think that makes sense. 1, 2, 3, water.
Yeah. What about water main replacement?